Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And it is indeed an honor to be back, amen, in your presence, amen, one more time. I forgot to do my services on Wednesday, but God has a way of making up for everything that I, amen, praise God, has omitted or forgotten about. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory, all the honor and all the praise. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We just praise God today. We want to thank him for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Amen. Praise God. And we ask that God will move by his spirit, touch lives, amen, all over. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And strengthen those that need strengthening in the name of Jesus. We know that God, you can do everything but fail. So we take and send our petition up before you. Amen. Knowing that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Help those that need healing in the physical body, in the mind, and in the soul and the spirit. Those that have cancer, AIDS, sugar, diabetes, every facet of illness, amen, that the enemy has placed on our bodies, strokes, heart attacks. God, you can bring them out, amen, more than a conqueror. God, I ask you to watch over the president and vice president and Benjamin Netanyahu, amen, of Israel. Amen, and Keith and Terrence, amen, praise God, my daughter-in-law, praise God, and all that's in my my ministry, praise God, up under my church name. And God, we want to thank you for keeping them, amen, praise God. In the midst of everything that's going on around us, we know that, amen, there is victory and healing in your wings. So we praise you, praise God, and thank you for what you have done and what you're about to do. You know, I want to talk to you about bruised but not broken. And, you know, the Bible had literally said that Jesus would be bruised, but he wouldn't be broken. And today we have soldiers, men and women out there that's on the battlefield. Amen. And they have been battle scarred. They have been wounded up to the point that they want to give up, up to the point that it seems like there is no healing nor deliverance for them. It seems like, praise God, once they get out of one situation, another situation pop up. Before they close the chapter of the book, praise God, they end up having to start another chapter. Amen. And they are weary and they are tired. The prophets are telling them stuff, but they don't see the manifestation of it. People all over the world are getting backlash from even being an entrepreneur and their ventures and the things that they so desire to complete, amen, during this era, amen, praise God. We know that the Bible tells us one group of people will leave out, one generation will leave out, and another one would come in, praise God. And the reason why it's done like that is because God is fulfilling his purpose, praise God, and the people that set forth. When Abraham finished his course and Isaac and Jacob finished their course, praise God, then God sent forth, praise God, other leaders, praise God, and people that would fall in and come in what was suitable and appropriate for the glory of God. So we thank God for what he is doing and what he's about to do. But we know that, amen, praise God, even in the midst of what we're going through, we get battle scarred and bruised and wounded, amen, along the way. The Bible said, who had believed our report? And whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. And he had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty. Thank you, Jesus, that we should desire him. Praise God. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we had hid, as it were, our face from him. We had, he was literally despised, amen, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief. Ain't nothing he ain't carried. That, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That he wasn't able to release, praise God. Even our grief, praise God, he took it straight to the Father and let the Father know the people are suffering down here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And carried our sorrows when we're in the midst of sorrows, whether it's death, amen, or whatever's going on. Jesus was there. When we were sick in our beds, amen, it seemed like nobody wanted to come around, nobody wanted to assist. Jesus was there. Thank you, Jesus. Yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Praise God. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Bible says he was bruised, amen. He was bruised, praise God. But it also said that not one of his bones would be broken. All we are like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own ways, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquities of us all. While we were out there doing our thing, drinking and partying and having sex without marriage and walking in homosexuality, lesbians and gays and doing things that were so horrendous, fooling with children, some of us have done that. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that God kept me, praise God, that I did not sin. Amen. Praise God, I was abused in that area, but I didn't turn back around and use that as a clutch to go out and sin. I was a little girl, and I was abused. And it's a horrible thing for an old man, an adult to touch a child or even a teenager. And I'm going to do a play whenever God released me to do it, and it's called Don't Touch Me No More. I Am Your Child. And this girl is crying out, and this boy is crying out. The children are crying out. Born of a biological mother and father, and as the mother is in the bed sleep or gone to work somewhere, the father is sexually abusing the daughter of the son, and she's crying out and he's crying out, don't touch me no more, I am your child. And we know that, amen, praise God, because they were the children of this person, they were biologically connected. That means as you abuse me, you're having a relationship with me and yourself as well. And that's demonic oppression. So, amen, praise God, Jesus knew all that was going on with us. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Oh, my God, he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before his shears. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's done. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Amen. Hallelujah. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seeds and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travailing of his soul and shall be satisfied, amen, by his knowledge and by my righteousness, amen. Praise God. Servant, amen, he's justified many, amen, because of that. Amen, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoils with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgression. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible say that he shall see the travailing of his soul and shall be satisfied. But his knowledge shall by his knowledge, amen, praise God, shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And I don't know what you know about childbearing, amen, a lot of you, but a woman can tell you something. That's one of the most uncomfortable things that she has to go through in her life. Amen, praise God. But once that baby comes, amen, there is a great joy and a great release. Amen, praise God. So the travailing, God seen Jesus travailing as he birthed his seeds on the cross, praise God. And then the Bible says in Genesis 3, 15, I will put enmity, and this is what God is literally telling us about the prophecy and what Jesus, amen, had in reference to this. And he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Amen. Praise God. At the beginning of creation, we know the error that Adam and Eve had taken. Amen. Praise God. And Adam could have stopped it at any given moment, but he decided to go on and listen to the words of his wife. You know, one of the things that Satan tries us with is words. He'll play all kind of mind games, like he when he tried to tempt Jesus, amen, after Jesus came off of that. All during the time he was on that 40-day fast, Satan was constantly trying to tempt him with words. Amen, praise God. And so that's how Satan comes in, through words. Once that gate is open by the ears, praise God, and what you have allowed to come in, praise God, then Satan will work on you and he'll tag you up with words because he's crafty. He likes to play mind games. So, amen, praise God. The prophecy had went forth concerning Jesus Christ. In Genesis 3 and 15, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What God is telling Satan is that prophecy has went forth, and shall mean that this is inevitable, in that what God has spoken to Satan concerning the coming of Jesus Christ is incapable of being avoided. It will come to pass. It shall come to pass. It did come to pass. So the Bible say in Job 19 and 25, praise God, for I know that my Redeemer liveth. Thank you, Jesus. And that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. Praise God. We know that Job, amen, had an encounter with God. Because if he had not had a relationship with God, he wouldn't have been able to stand the test of time. Amen, the test of life. So Job, amen, said, I know my Redeemer, and he lived it. Praise God. And because he lived, I'm going to live. And then he literally went on to say in one segment of the book, amen, he said, when he have tried me, I shall come out as pure gold. So he knew his Redeemer. We know Jesus Christ, amen, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, oh, bless his name. Amen. One of the things that he'll come in and he begin to fellowship with you. And he began to teach you things, amen, that's needed, amen, for your life and your livelihood. So there's no excuse, amen, when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then Psalms 40, verse 6 through 7, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said, lo, said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. That is a book written, praise God, concerning you, amen. And God is able to perform the things, amen, in your life. So whatever bruises, amen, whatever trials and tribulation, whatever afflictions you go through, amen, praise God. At the end of that book, praise God, it said, victory is mine. Hallelujah, I done went through this storm. I didn't have no finances, amen, but God made a way. I didn't have no way to get around. God put me in a brand new car. I didn't have no food on my table. God, amen, gave me food, touched somebody's heart. Amen, praise God. So we know by these things, amen, we might be bruised, tossed, and turned, but Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He said that in the Bible. Amen. Praise God. So we don't have no excuse, amen, to falter or fail when we know who has, amen, the last say. He was the one that had the first say. And God said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, he told Jeremiah that. He said, I knew you, and I called you forth. Amen. Praise God. And then he told Peter, Jesus told Peter, saying that he's going to build his church up. Amen. Praise God. And the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church. Amen. He bragged on it. Amen. Praise God. And the gates of hell will not prevail. Now, this Peter, he denied Jesus three times. But, amen, during the midst of that, I know it hurt him for what he had done. But then God's son, Jesus, came and had mercy on him. God is having mercy on you today. You might be bruised, but you ain't going to get broken. You might be tossed to and fro, and mountains might be all around you. But all of a sudden, God is going to step in and move that mountain. That was a woman, amen, praise God, and she would say, praise God. Every day she would look out the door, amen, praise God. God is going to move my mountain. And said, little grandson, and he said, Grandma, God's going to move that mountain in the way. And she would cross over that mountain to go to church. Don't you know sometimes you got to cross over situations in order to get to where you need to be? Don't you know that God is able to do everything but fail? I take him as his word. Praise God. I stand flat-footed and say, God, you said it. I believe it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible, amen. So the woman said, continue to say that. Amen. And one day there was some bulldozers out there, amen, in front of that mountain, amen, and there were all kind of various things to tear down and demolish the mountain. Amen. Praise God. A few days later, all of a sudden, that mountain that was before her was gone. God is just that kind of God. Keep on pressing in. Keep on believing. Keep on trusting him. He's not going to fail you. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. All of a sudden, that woman's mountain was gone, and she was able to cross, amen, across, amen, to the other side without any hindrance. These hindrances that you have been going through, you might see them today, but tomorrow they're gone. You might see trouble on the horizon today, but tomorrow they're gone. The Bible even said before midnight, praise God, and at midnight, praise God, God will take and wash away, destroy everything before it hit the fan in the morning. Praise God, court cases, amen. Some of you have been delivered, amen, all kind of issues in your life. Some of you have gone through them, but I tell you, marital problems, lust problems, all of these things can be eliminated, Amen. And you don't have to be broken. Yeah, you bruise. You're going through. You can feel it. Praise God. You walk up to, amen, praise God. Oh, my God. A stove, and you accidentally put your finger on it, and it's going to bruise you, praise God. But God's going to give you that balm in Gilead to heal. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible said, praise God, in Psalms 118, 22 through 23, the stones which the builders, amen, refuse is become the head of the corner. That's God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the Lord doing, and it is marvelous in his eyesight. Praise God. What God is saying, I allow mankind to reject my son because I knew that what I had told my son to do, that he was going to do it, amen, he was going to obey it no matter what. What are you doing with your life today, saints? Amen. Praise God. Are you letting that bruise fester? Amen. Praise God, to the point that even got to the bone. Amen. And set up gangrene. Amen. Praise God. And end up losing, amen, that bone. Or are you getting up out of that bad situation and telling the devil he's a liar? He abided not in the truth. What God said will come to pass. The Bible saying Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. For unto you us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, amen, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Who are we serving? Amen. The Wonderful Counselor, praise God, the Mighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, the Father, amen, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus said he give us peace, not like the world give, but that peace is on the inner side, inner man, praise God, excuse me. And that inner man is soaking up that peace, amen, because that's where all the turmoil is, praise God, amen. It's not on the outside. Yeah, it's manifested, amen, praise God, through the works that Satan does, if we allow him to do it, but we can stop it with the peace. You can tell that devil, you a lie, I resist you, you're not going to do what you said and what you planned you're going to do. Amen, praise God, because I got that peace that surpasses all understanding. And when it all boils down to it, everything that God say is written, it's mine. Hallelujah, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and establish it with justice from henceforth and forevermore. It's already ordered. It's already predestined. It's already preordained, and it's already established. You need to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor what I've been going through. I don't have to go through it anymore because God has made a way, amen, praise God, that I won't be broken. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Who will perform it? Amen. No matter what you're going through, God has a zeal about him that is able to perform all the works, all the habits, amen, praise God, that we might pick up. God will remove them. He's able to perform and bring us out of every given situation. The Bible said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. What's your problem? He said, we are the head and not the tail. Who do you believe? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He said he would that we would have an expected end. He's planning on making it happen. He's going to make it happen. So I praise him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 61, verse 1 said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Amen. Praise God. To preach good tidings unto the meek. He had sent me to bind up the broken and hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prisons to them that are bound. Some of you are bound with physical and as well as natural prison. You're suffering. Amen. You've gone through so much you feel like throwing in the towel. But what you're going to throw in the towel for when you have not, you really haven't worked hard to do anything to obtain this blessing. All God wanted to do for Israel was to bless them. And he's doing it. He's doing it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So those that are bound can be set free by what? The word? By your faith? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For we have the God kind of faith that call those things and be not as though they were. Praise God. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To comfort all that mourn. Somebody's losing a family, a loved one. Amen. I lost my cousin. Amen. A few days back, and we're going to go to the funeral. Amen. Praise God. But there's something about the Lord. He saves. And said, well, I was saved, amen, before I was went to heaven. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But you've got to enter in the right way. Praise God. So salvation is there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Salvation is there. Thank you, Jesus, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion and to give unto them beautiful ashes. Don't you know, I sure like to dress up and I sure like to look good. I certainly like to put on brand new clothes and do whatever God has told me to do. Praise God. And so all of this beauty for ashes, praise God. Even in my old age, God promised me that I would maintain my youth and my beauty. Amen. Praise God. And I can say today, amen, he's not a God that he should lie. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The all of joyful mourning. I have mourned many days, many years over the things that Satan did to me. I'm even baffled and can't understand why he attacked me the way he attacked me. It's more grievous and more hurtful than anything in the world the way he did to me. But God kept me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That they might be called the tree of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God's going to get the glory out of all that I did, all that Satan did to me. Praise God. God's going to turn around, amen, and show the devil that there is a glory to be seen in my life. Amen. Christ was bruised but not broken. Luke 1:26-33. He was persecuted. Amen. When his ministry became known, the scribes and the Pharisees, amen, and others reject him because he was the carpenter's son, they say. And they falsely accused him. They lied on him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. They call him the devil, but in fact he is, and he was and always will be the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. Then he went on and told the disciples, he said, they're going to reject you. Because they rejected me. They're going to put you out the synagogue. They're going to talk about you. They're going to scandalize your name. And that's what they're doing today in the churches. If you can't click with me, if you ain't on my agenda, I'm going to kill you all so that, amen, other people might not know that you're real because you're messing up my game. But you got pastors killing us. People, you got all various kind of people just killing our people and scandalizing their names. I went through that so much with various ministries, and it wasn't just the black ministries, but it was the white ministries as well, all because they wanted to destroy the word of God in my life, and they thought that they was doing God a favor. But I was bruised, but I wasn't broken. Hallelujah. I thank God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that God went on the scene, the travailing of Jesus' soul. Amen. And many of you have been travailing and not been able to bring forth the birth. But I speak to you this day that you will birth forth. Amen. Praise God. Because all around you, you've been bruised, but you haven't been broken. Amen. You're going to birth forth that child. You're going to birth forth that ministry. You're going to birth forth that entrepreneurship. You're going to birth forth in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful weekend. Hello?